every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Again, another busy week of trailblazing umpire Jen Powell getting her debut. The National League Brewers, National League in general. I mean, the Brewers are number one in the power ranking. Dodgers and Phillies both climbing up there. Jays holding steady, and there's stuff going on all over the map. So lots of intrigue, lots of excitement. Obviously, there's some low lights depending on who your team is as well and stuff like that. It's still pretty early, but even the lower teams are still putting up some pretty good battles overall. And not mailing it in as we speak. So that's good to see. Hopefully, it'll keep going that way as we move forward. So, but again, lots for Nolan and myself to talk about. So before we get going there, as always, can't thank you enough for listening, Dirtbags, being a part of the nation as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan of this great game at whatever level that is. That's what it's all about. It's about getting up, getting after it, getting dirty on the field, off the field, day to day, and making sure that you're being the best possible you that you can be and encouraging others to do the exact same. So again, thank you so much for being a part of the nation. And obviously to all our servicemen and women around the world, thank you for letting us come into your listening audience once every week, maybe twice every week. You doing what you do every day for us to be able to have the opportunity to be able to be a part of baseball and in whatever facet that is. Again, we can't thank you enough, and we would never even imagine on how to thank you enough. So, again, thank you for letting us come into your house every week and bring a listening, hopefully, enjoyment to your week. So, if you've been out there playing, you'll be getting ready for maybe year-end tournaments, championships. I know over here in Europe, we've been doing European championships at the U23 age group. The senior national teams will be getting going in the next month. And this past week at the U23 level, Great Britain actually pulled off the victory for the first time ever as a country, beat out Czech in the championship game. So that was exciting moment for them in baseball history. So, but settle in, Dirtbags. Get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here, and there's lots to talk about after the break.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Milo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 8/7 to 8/20. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Kohl's back to school sale is here with deals on looks your kids will love all year. Because even though they're sad summer is ending, let's be real, some of us are ready. It's time to trade the all-day PJs and always damp swimsuits for styles that'll keep up and hold up so your kids will be ready too. Shop Kohl's back to school sale and bring on the new year. Select styles, prices good through August 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where's the show taking us tonight, brother?
Yeah, let's start out with some more milestones from the past week. Obviously, Justin Verlander, 10th player in MLB history to reach 3,500 Ks. And Jose Altuve, 25th member of the 250 home run, 250 stolen base club. Obviously, one of them guaranteed to be a Hall of Famer. The other one, I don't know about Altuve. Obviously, Hall of Fame career by Altuve. The cheating scandal. Not a clue what's going to end up happening with that. Right now, it's keeping Carlos Beltran out of the Hall of Fame, though. I can tell you that much. So I really don't know what's going to happen with Altuve down the line. But either way, obviously, very historic moments for a guy that was once thought to what the heck are you doing coming to international tryouts to all of a sudden arguably on the Mount Rushmore of Houston Astros players of all time. And obviously, Verlander. The career that he's had, good to see him get to that 3,500 mark. By all accounts, it sounds like he's wanted to get that 300 wins. I think that that's a stretch, especially based on the win-loss totals from this year. He'd need to pitch another, I guess, 6 years, 7 years, or just get really lucky, right? So, obviously, both guys, they've been nothing but consummate pros throughout their entire careers. So, obviously, these are two huge milestone accomplishments for the pair of them.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with both of them. I don't know if Altuve gets into the Hall of Fame, but absolutely, the credentials are there and stuff like that. What's interesting about the 250th, it was against the Yankees as well. And, of course, they absolutely hate Altuve from that scandal year and the MVP year against Judge as well. And so, but that was kind of ironic that it happened to be against the Yankees. Absolutely great story on Altuve for sure. But you're right. I don't know how that's going to come, but we'll worry about that when that time does come. But right now he's 250. So that's huge. What'd you say? One of 25 in the history of MLB to do it. So you can't say enough about him. And I agree 100% too with you on Verlander. You're seeing age for sure this year and stuff like that. You know, kudos, 3,500 Ks. That's incredible. But still, I think he only lasted about four games against the Nationals when he pulled that on Sunday. And he's looked tough. It's been a tough year for him and stuff. Obviously, the team not doing as well over the last two, 3 months of since they got Mr. Devers or whatever, instead of going one direction, they've almost gone another direction. So it's going to be tough for Verlander to make that 300 wins for sure. There's no question, unless he can pull some kind of a Albert Pujols out of his hat on the pitching side of things. But two milestones, two very, very cool accomplishments for two solid players.
And Paul Skeens, this is kind of a crazy one, considering that the Pirates actually won the game 7-0 for him the other day. But 47 major league starts by Paul Skeens, and he finally gave up 7 hits to an opposing lineup. Like I said, obviously they win the game 7-0 there over the weekend against the Cincinnati Reds. He goes 6 innings, 7 hits, 8 Ks, 0 earned runs. Here you go. First time for the Pirates that a pitcher hasn't allowed an earned run at PNC Park or in Pittsburgh in general over 5 starts since 1912. So he's tied for the team record with Bob Harmon and Zane Smith. They only had 4 games, and he got the 5th one to pass Bob Harmon in 1915 and Zane Smith in 1990. So, I mean, obviously the run that he's on lowers his ERA down to 1.94. Right now, tough to kind of argue against him being NL Cy Young. I mean, one of those ones that you're just shaking your head at how incredibly good he has just continued to pitch. Obviously, highly touted coming out of college, and has just lived up to the billing all the way throughout. 1.94 ERA on the season speaks volumes at this late in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about mental toughness, mental resiliency in that. He worries about what he can control. And that's what's really impressed me so much for such a young player, young kid. You know, the future, as they say, as we all say, is unlimited for him. There's no question about it. And that's what's really stood out to me. I mean, obviously the numbers are the numbers, but it's just to be able to be that age and be that focused on a team that struggles that much is Cy Young worthy right there. I know you always come up when we go back into the fall of about award season and stuff like that, Nolan. I know, especially on the MVP side of things, you're a big guy on your team has to go to the playoffs if you're going to be an MVP candidate and stuff. What are you thinking on the Cy Young side? Do you have to put at some point, in this case, Pittsburgh situation or whatever, with a pitcher like that, do you have to put the fact of the team record away from the individual in that case?
The Cy Young to me is a little different than the MVP race. I think MVP, your team has to get in. Cy Young, you're just the best pitcher. It's kind of like the Hank Aaron Award. Like, the Hank Aaron Award is elected to the best hitter, obviously, in each league. So, I mean, to me, if you're the MVP, like, your team has to get into the playoffs. And I get that he's the most valuable piece that the Pittsburgh Pirates have. But, I mean, I said, 2 months ago? And I haven't really changed my mind too much on Kyle Schwarber being MVP. And that's when Shohei was theoretically running away with it. I'm still not really wavering on Kyle Schwarber being MVP at this point. Like, he's at 45 bombs. He's really been the driving force, and the Phillies have a good lineup. Don't get me wrong. They have a good lineup, but Bryce Harper isn't Bryce Harper right now. Like, all their guys are getting a little older, sure, but I mean, like, they're still playing good baseball, but he's still the driving force behind that team being as good as they are. And I mean, there's a reason why they're top three in the power rankings, and they have good pitching. I'm not sitting here disputing that. They got great pitching across the board. Like, Christopher Sanchez has done fantastic for them. He'll be in the Cy Young race. Obviously, Zach Wheeler, once again, having another good year. He'll be in the Cy Young race. Luzardo's kind of been ho-hum. Obviously, Nola hasn't really done too much this year. I mean, he's been injured for most of the year, but still, right? Like, I'm just looking at it, and no disrespect to Paul Skeens. one day he'll probably be in that Max, sorry, not Max. He'll probably be in that Justin Verlander when he won it, Clayton Kershaw when he won it type of situation. But at the same time, you have to be on a playoff team in order to really get that MVP consideration. To me, personally, I can't just give you MVP as a pitcher and you got a 7-8 record with a 1.84 ERA. And I get that the win-loss thing is totally arbitrary. It depends on your team's ability to hit and drive in runs and whatnot. Same as Jacob deGrom back when he was on the Mets in the like late 2010s, mid-2010s, where he would post a 9-13 record and have a 1.7 ERA. Same as King Felix way back in the day when he won Cy Young. And he was really the first one to kind of break through and get the Cy Young with a losing record, but still be the most dominant pitcher in his respective league. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I mean, those are all valid points, and I think that's everything's objective, right? And so, I mean, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Dirtbags. Weigh in on it for sure. Send your thoughts to us at Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, because these are really interesting topics that Nolan's talking about. And again, it's what makes baseball so cool. I mean, you get those type of players that are just on tough teams. It goes back to my generation, Dave Steeb of the 80s. You know, he was right there every year. He was the best pitcher of the 80s. And just because the Jays weren't there yet, he just lost out year after year after year. And yet he just dominated all the way through. So, again, send your thoughts and opinions into us. Dirtbags love to hear them. So we're going to be right back here after the break. Go over the standings.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's run through the standings. Get our thoughts, opinions.
Yep, so we'll start out with the National League Central, the best team in baseball, Milwaukee Brewers, 74-44. 10-game win streak, obviously 10-0 in their last 10. Second such 10-win streak this season. First time since 2019 that a team has done that. Chicago Cubs, 67-50, 5-5 in their last 10. Cincinnati Reds, 62-58, 5-5 in their last 10. St. Louis Cardinals, 61-59, 6-4 in their last 10. Pittsburgh Pirates, 51-69, 4-6 in their last 10.
I mean, right now, Pat Murphy's running back that manager of the year. And they're 30 games over 500, Nolan.
Yep.
They're begged. 30 games. That's hey, hats off, man. Hats off. That's their second 10-game winning streak this season. That's, wow. They're just on fire right now. They're making it real tough on the Cubbies or whatever. Cubbies just got to stay focused that they're a really good team still. And they just got to play really good baseball, stay where they're at, and get to the playoffs and then figure it out at that point in time. But, man.
Well, that's it. The Cubbies still got the number one wild card spot and everything like that. Obviously, in St. Louis, it was good to see future manager Yadier Molina back in the dugout against the Cubs there over the weekend. But yeah, the Reds kind of ho-hum over their last 10. Still two games back in the wild card because the New York Mets can't play baseball anymore.
Yeah, well, and they do get Hunter Green back this week. They get him back. So that's, you know, it's going to take a couple times through the rotation, I would think. I would think, but you never know. But that's at least a boost because, yeah, they really just kind of, well, 5-5 at the end of the day. Even the Cardinals, I mean, 6-4, they're two games above 500. I mean, that's a long, long, long ways to go, but still they're back over 500 and at least playing respectable baseball again.
Jumping over to the National League East, Philadelphia Phillies, 69-49, 8-2 in their last 10. New York Mets, 63-55, 1-9 in their last 10. Miami Marlins, 57-61. 4-6 in their last 10. Atlanta Braves, 51-67, 5-5 in their last 10. Washington Nationals, 47-71, 3-7 in their last 10. Atlanta Braves, obviously, Drake Baldwin continues to really, really, really play phenomenal baseball for him. They talked very highly about him catcher-wise and everything like that. Obviously, getting to split time with Sean Murphy has helped him out enough to the point where right now he's got to be leading the National League Rookie of the Year race. But, I mean, obviously, all talk on the Phillies. Phillies continue to play fantastic baseball. 4-game win streak right now, and the Mets, 7-game losing streak. Really just completely going in opposite directions there.
Yeah, I mean, they were one game back, the Mets, I think it was last week when we did the show, and now they're six back. 8-2 for the Phillies, 1-9 for the Mets. That takes care of business pretty quick. Robbie Thompson's got the boys playing pretty good again. Obviously, the Duran trade at the back end of that built a lot of confidence for those players. And like you said, really, I mean, when you look at Bryce Harper, he's not Bryce Harper here in any way, stretch of the imagination. So they're having to use a whole lineup. There's no question about it, and they're using it. Marlins were playing really good last week or whatever. All of a sudden, the Braves, as bad a season as they've had, whether they win 4 or 5 or some crazy thing like that against them over the weekend. So, I mean, but again, it's just too late for those teams.
Jumping over to the NL West, you get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 68-51. San Diego Padres, 67-52. Dodgers, 5-5 in their last 10. Padres, 7-3 in their last 10. San Francisco Giants, 59-60, 5-5 in their last 10. Arizona Diamondbacks, 57-62, 6-4 in their last 10. And Colorado Rockies, 30-88, 2-8 in their last 10, including an 8-game losing streak. Rockies obviously had a tough one against Arizona and the Blue Jays. And then, yeah, obviously carried into last night where they probably should have beaten the Cardinals. But, I mean, wheels fell off in the 8th inning, which was kind of crazy for the Rockies. Blew a 2-1 lead. I think they were like 26-4 when leading after the 8th inning, or leading after the 7th inning, sorry. So, I mean, that was kind of a shocker, but... Yeah, Dodgers continue to just play ho-hum baseball, but the Padres hot on their heels, only a game back now.
Yeah, for sure. That's tightened up in a heck of a hurry. Dodgers got to be happy. You got Muncy back, and he's already hit a couple of bombs since he's been back. Looks good. Hasn't missed a beat. That's a big key in their lineup. They were able to move Mookie Betts back out to right field for the first time all season, I think it was, there the other day, and go from there. But it's the Padres. They're putting pressure, and I mean, rightfully so. Look at all the moves they made at the deadline. So far, we talked about it last week. Sometimes it works out immediately. Sometimes it doesn't. Early going, early rewards, pretty darn positive for them. And I mean, Buster Posey's got to be just downright disappointed for sure. You're one game below 500 now, and it's just not. They were running and working and really doing well, and it's just. Boy, the last 2 months have been just not fun baseball for them or for you as Giants fans, dirtbags.
Curse of Rafi Devers.
I think so. Hate to say it, but yeah.
Jumping over to the American League now. You get the American League Central, Detroit Tigers, 69-51, 5-5 in their last 10. It's Cleveland Guardians, 61-56, 8-2 in their last 10. Kansas City Royals 59-60, 5-5 in their last 10. Minnesota Twins 56-62, 5-5 in their last 10. Chicago White Sox 43-76, 3-7 in their last 10. Big series, obviously, for Detroit this week. Right now, playing the Chicago White Sox, they got to beat them, reestablish themselves as clearly the number one team in the American League Central. Because, yeah, with the way that the Guardians continue to play baseball, I mean, they've been hot over the last, what? Basically, since the All-Star break, they've been knocking on the door. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to catch them, but this is your prototypical Cleveland Guardians type of baseball right now. They're playing hot. So the Tigers got to really, really, really hammer the Chicago White Sox to take a commanding lead in that division.
You're right. I mean, the Tigers are up 6.5 right now on the Guardians, but I mean, it's crazy. You lose Class A because of his situation. You give up a few guys at the trade deadline. Didn't make a lot of moves or anything like that. But again, Guardians just staying right there. And they're only one game back in the wild card. So kind of a weird team if they happen to slide in the wild card part of it. I give a lot of credit to Minnesota Twins after their sell-off there last week or whatever. They're at least 5-5 playing 500 baseball with hardly anybody on the field. But they did get Buxton back, so that's a positive if you can find a positive for them.
Then finally, the American League West, American League East, and then American League West. American League East, you get the Toronto Blue Jays, 69-50, 6-4 in their last 10. Boston Red Sox, 65-55, 6-4 in their last 10. New York Yankees, 63-56, 3-7 in their last 10. Tampa Bay Rays, 58-62, 4-6 in their last 10. Baltimore Orioles, 53-65, 3-7 in their last 10. Blue Jays, ho-hum week, went down to the Dodgers, got their butts whooped. Now they got the Cubs yesterday, today, and tomorrow, obviously. And that'll be a tough series, man. That'll be a true series for them. Hopefully they can come out of there with a W. But yeah, the Boston Red Sox, obviously, right now in a little bit of a slide. 3-game losing streak. Crochet finally got hit around pretty good there the other day. But I mean, still, you're looking at it, right? They got Houston right now, which is a tough series for them. But Gotta at least try to salvage that series as best as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Yankees again. We talked about Boone last week or whatever, and when does it drop or whatever, and add another 3-7 over the last 10. And it just haven't got it. I mean, they're still in the wild card, they're the second piece, but holy cow. But the Blue Jays, I mean, worst to first. In what? 2 months, basically, and stuff like that in that division. And so hats off. They're just doing a lot of things right. Yes, they struggled against the Dodgers. They got a little bit of humbling, and they managed to pull out the third game of that set. So that was a good comeback. Again, like you said, another big series with the Cubbies. So they're being tested right now, and that's good. If you want to win playoffs, you've got to be tested, and this is a great time of year to be tested to see if you're strong enough, resilient enough to go ahead and trust what got you there. And right now they're leading the American League. So you're going to see, unfortunately, Tampa Bay, yeah, very quiet. Now they're 4-6. It's just the wheels are falling off playing down there in Tampa in the summer. That's tough. That's a tough grind. And we knew it all would be as fans of the game. So Orioles, just the shocking disappointment of the season. Plain and simple.
Then, yeah, American League West, you get the Houston Astros, 67-52, 5-5 in their last 10. Seattle Mariners, 66-53, 9-1 in their last 10, including a 7-game win streak right now. Texas Rangers, 61-59, 4-6 in their last 10. Los Angeles Angels, 57-62, 4-6 in their last 10. And the Sacramento Athletics, 53-68, 5-5 in their last 10. Obviously, Houston has to continue to win, but Seattle, I mean, the way that they made those moves at the deadline, sure, right now Naylor's a bit banged up, but like that's a team that all of a sudden they made the right moves, and obviously you can tell the boys got hungry because yeah, they're a game back now, put a lot of pressure on Houston considering what 3 weeks ago they were 5-6 games back, and it looked like a one horse race.
Big time. And I'll tell you, I mean, those trades have worked out, but the one surprising, the sleeping giant, if you want to call him that, is Julio Rodriguez has woke up. He's all of a sudden hitting the ball out of the park. He's looking like he did a few years ago. He's had a really, really outstanding last week of baseball. And if they can keep that guy hot for the rest of the year, they're going to be just fine. I mean, they're getting Bryce Miller back and anytime in the next probably 10 days. And so he'll finish out the season. Obviously, he's got to get the elbow looked at in the off season. He's got some loose bone chips out there or whatever. So hopefully they can manage him and navigate him through the rest of the season and into the playoffs, because they just look really good right now. It's having those other guys hitting around Raleigh is just allowing him now to have an off game if he needs to. Not that he wants to, not that he ever wants to, but you know what I mean? It just allows him the freedom to have an off game, and those guys can still get a win for the team. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Build, bot, borrow may be the winning formula as companies continue to step into an AI world. A new CEO study from the IBM Institute for Business Value shows that successfully making this transition will hinge on closing the skills gap through a balanced approach of hiring new expertise, training current employees, using AI tools, and tapping external partnerships. More than half of CEOs are hiring for AI-related roles that didn't exist last year. CEOs also say that nearly a third of the workforce will require reskilling over the next 3 years. Kim Morick, IBM Global HR Technology Leader.
With the increasing demand for AI skills across every industry, now is the time for companies to prepare for the future by reskilling their staff and embracing new ways of working.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV. That's ibm.com/IBV.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. We'll do our very best to try to get them on. And you know where you can send those in, Dirtbags, and that's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. And Noah and I will do our very best to answer them on a show. Or, hey, if it's a personal one, you got to guarantee, as you know, that we'll reach out to you and help you navigate this baseball journey, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, a trainer, whatever it is. We'll do our very best to help it make sense. So that's what it's all about. So here we go, Nolan. We were just talking about the AL West. Obviously, your Houston, your Mariners. Questions coming in from Texas. They're excited about what they're seeing. They've got guys pretty much healthy on that team. Pretty good depth in that offense. Pitching's good. Any chance at all they're going to be able to make those games up and slide into a wild card?
I'd love to say no, but like I mean, the tough thing is they're 2.5 back of the Yankees.
I don't know.
I gotta assume that the Yankees won't continue to suck as much as they do. But the Yankees suck. And all they do is hit long balls, and their bullpen blows every other game. So it's not out of the realm of possibility by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, Cleveland's got three games in hand on them. Like, they both have 61 wins, but Cleveland has 56 losses. Texas has 59 losses, right? So you got to, based on the way that Cleveland is, you got to assume that maybe 1-2 in that. So that would put them at 62-58. So they're still a game up. But heck, Cleveland could win all three. And then all of a sudden you're even further back, right? Then you're literally three games behind them. So I don't know. It's kind of tough there. Obviously, the way that Boston's played ever since they traded Devers has been fantastic. Like, they've been one of the best teams in the American League. You got Seattle, who refuses to lose, and I like Seattle a little bit more than I like Texas. Then you have Houston, Detroit, and Toronto all leading their divisions. I don't see them. Like, I can't see Cleveland catching Detroit. And I can't see New York catching Toronto, which is kind of crazy. But, I mean, that's just the reality of the situation, right? Like, you got good teams, or at least better teams than Texas ahead of them. But, ultimately, at the end of the day, Texas has the best manager out of a few of those teams ahead of them. And that's no disrespect to Stephen Vogt. Stephen Vogt, obviously, last year had a fantastic year. This year, similar results, I'd say, for the most part. Not quite as good of a team as last year's team, but at the same time, everybody kind of knew that. Like, they traded off a couple of their key pieces that helped them get to the playoffs the past few years, and he's still doing a good job with the pitching rotation and the bullpen and everything like that. And even that, it's dealing with your Emmanuel Clase and drawing a blank on the other guy that's under investigation right now for the gambling stuff that they have going on behind the scenes. Seattle, I can't see them losing ground there. Like you said, like, after they made those moves, everybody in the clubhouse just went, okay, you know what? We're a playoff team. Let's start acting like it, right? Yankees, I mean, I got to assume that they're going to turn a corner here soon. So, a little bit of an uphill battle, but Bochy is a difference maker, and he's the best manager out of those respective teams ahead of him.
Yeah, good call. I forgot even about Bochy being there and stuff like that, helping navigate this kind of last 7 weeks. Yeah, that's very interesting stuff. And I do agree with you. At some point, the Yankees, my God, they've got to break out to some certain degree. But, great question, great answer, Nolan. So staying on a very similar lane like that, Cincinnati Red fans sending it in. They're a very similar team with Texas and that. Are they going to catch fire and get going? I'm certainly not saying they have the offensive power that the Texas Rangers do, but you get Hunter Green back, Chase Burns, what do you have? His first four starts, 10 strikeouts and stuff. Pretty good pitching there. If they can just get it going and get some offense going? I don't know. Is there a potential there to catch up to the Cubbies?
Not the Cubs, no. They're not better than the Cubs. I'm not going to sit there and say that. The New York Mets might be the most overrated team in baseball, not named the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay, so you're going that angle.
I like San Diego still. I got to stick with them because obviously that was my World Series projection team at the start of the year. But I'm looking at it, right? I don't think they catch the Cubs. I don't think they catch the Brewers. The Brewers are just a phenomenal team. So I can't see them taking the Central. Plus, they got to hold off the Cardinals, who somehow are winning games since the trade deadline, which I didn't expect to happen. And like they went in and beat the Cubs 2-3, beat the Dodgers 2-3. They'll probably end up beating the, well, they should sweep the Colorado Rockies, but knowing the Cardinals, they'll probably end up losing tonight or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking at it, right? And like the Mets are just kind of a ho-hum team. And the Mets made moves at the trade deadline to make their bullpen a lot better. But to me, they're still a ho-hum team, 1-9, and we've seen them go on prolonged losing streaks. I can't even see the Mets catching the Phillies. So I'm looking at it from that perspective. I think they got a better chance of catching the Mets. But same time, they got to hold off a couple of teams behind them. Now, I don't see San Francisco ending up getting into a playoff spot. Miami, Arizona, teams like that, right? Like, they're the next closest teams to the Cincinnati Reds. But Tito's the same as Boch. They're both proven winners. They're both fantastic managers. They know how to get their teams to rally behind them. Like you said, they're getting some of their horses back. Cincinnati's offense, though, like you said, it's just not as deep. And the biggest thing to me is the fact that the Reds don't have playoff players.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have those guys that have been there, been to the dance, played in the dance. Like, it's a team that's just lost. Historically, the past 15 years, basically?
Yeah, and I think that's what you're seeing them play like, right? Like, one week here, one set of 10 games, he gets on a roll with them and stuff, and they're 7-3, 8-2, and then they just fall right off again. It's like they get overwhelmed, and they're not sure how to handle a situation and that. And I agree with you. I think it's just a lack of experience and stuff. And not that they're all young, they just don't have playoff experienced players on that team. So it's tough. It's tough. You got to take these 7 weeks and figure it out somehow. And if they figure it out, I think that's like winning a playoff series, even if they were able to sneak into a wild card position. So but you're right. You got Francona steering it. And if anybody can do it, he can at least help guide them through it. Whether the players can follow it and get it done, who knows? Time will tell. So Red Sox fans sending it in. Still going just through the roof, and you really should be dirtbags or Red Sox. They're feeling that they can close it on the Blue Jays and take this over, Nolan. What are your thoughts? I think they got to have Bregman stay on the field.
I don't think you're throwing that out as a hypothetical.
No.
Like that's... I mean, as good as the Red Sox have played for the past 2 months, basically, since they traded Devers, I mean, the Jays have played equally as good.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, and it's not a knock on either team by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I could see one team, like, I could see Boston leapfrog in Toronto, and then Toronto end up winning the division at the end of the day. Boston went out. They made the right moves. You trade Devers. Obviously, you signed some of your young kids to the extensions. I would have liked to have seen them maybe get a little bit more aggressive during the trade deadline. And now, by all accounts, apparently Breslow was incredibly aggressive. But I'm looking at it. They needed another hammer. Like, and Chapman has pitched fantastic. He's been lights out at the back end of that bullpen. The bullpen's done their part. The starting rotation has done their part for the most part. But you look at even like a Monday night versus Houston. Do I sit there and say Houston is better than Toronto? Probably not. They're about the same to me. And Boston got their butts whooped on Monday. Now, I get Bregman goes back. He hits the two-run home run in the Crawford box. Cool moment. Good for you. Tip your cap. Yada, yada, yada. Crochet got lit up. And Crochet's their best pitcher. Did. And, like, Javier made his first start in, what did they say, 450 days or something like that?
Yeah.
And he pitched lights out. Outside of the two-run homer to Bregman, pitched lights out the rest of the game. I'm like, if it's a guy's first start back, and I get Christian Javier was a great pitcher. Well, he was certainly above average pitcher before, obviously, the, I think it was Tommy John that he underwent.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Yeah. So, like, he was a good pitcher before it, but it's his first start back. Like, I expect you to jump on him, right?
And against a team, like you said, that was one of the hottest in baseball the last 2 months.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, don't get me wrong, not out of the realm of possibility, but I'm still taking the Blue Jays to win the division.
Okay, that's interesting. And I agree with you on that one, too. You must think I agree on everything, Dirtbags. But in that situation, you're right. It could be a seesaw battle going back and forth down the stretch. Both teams are really good. It's just a matter of who can navigate it, who can stay in the right mindset and continue to get the job done. So, Nolan, last question here. You're Cardinals fans, and obviously you got to circle back around to Mr. Molina. Do you think, what's your thoughts sitting there looking at it as a Cardinals fan, so they want to know, is it just one of those things that Yadi was back, or is there something more to it?
I think everybody in Cardinals Nation hopes that he's back.
Now, we're not talking about hoping. Do you think there was a really, unfortunately for Marmel,
Well, here's the good news is Marmel, after this season, his contract's up. John Mozeliak's contract's up. So it's the Heim Bloom regime. So, and that's it. I don't know if Heim Bloom goes outside of the Cardinals and goes and gets a Red Sox guy. I mean, he's been with the Cardinals now for a couple of years. I don't think he gets a Tampa guy. I got it, like... Consciously, I'm like, you got to get Yadi. Obviously, 19 years with the Cardinals, best catcher in my opinion of certainly of my lifetime. I never got to see Johnny Bench. I never really got to see Pudge Rodriguez at his height, but to me, certainly the best catcher of my generation. And I'm looking at it across the board, right? A lot of those former catchers, they're really good managers. Steven Vogt, obviously is kind of like the one that's coming to mind right now as like the most recent one that's become a manager. And Yadi, obviously he's done it with the international stuff, obviously Team Puerto Rico. He's represented them as the manager, and he'll do it again in the next World Baseball Classic. I got to assume it'd be him over Pujols. And I don't know if Cardinals fans hold it against Pujols. Obviously he ended his career with them, but just in terms of the managerial, I'm like, I think Albert's incredibly smart when it comes to baseball, and obviously he gets his crack with the Dominican Republic Winter League and coaching the or managing the World Baseball Classic team. But to me, I think it's cut and dry. I think Yadi has to be the next manager for the Cardinals next year. And heck, even that, I thought that they were just going to replace Marmel over the weekend and put Yadi in as the manager full time. But it's whenever he's ready to become the manager of the Cardinals.
There you have it, Dirtbag. So we're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give them your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for this week, if you have any Bryce Harper cards, hit up Matt Strom or Bryce Harper. They're willing to trade game-used memorabilia for any of his cards. Matt Strom tweeted out basically just saying, hey, listen, if you got any cards, hit us up. We'll make the trade. We want to get Bryce Harper started on his card collection. So if you got any out there and you're willing to trade for some game-used memorabilia, absolutely do it, because I think that would be sweet.
Yeah, that's a good final thought for sure. So, and I just want to jump in real quick before I wrap it up to Javier Molina conversation. I totally believe there's either Yadi or Pujols. It's cut and dry. No one, I don't think you're looking at the Red Sox. I don't think you're looking at anywhere else, Jay. Mr. Bloom was, and it's that simple. I mean, with the history and the and what St. Louis is and the Cardinals fans and everybody else, you got two hammers sitting right in your hip pocket. I think the only thing they got to get over is you're a first-time manager at the MLB level. In order to get that, you would have to sacrifice your WBC managerial job, I would think. Even though it's in spring training, I think with you being a rookie, first-time MLB manager, they would probably put that caveat in it just to make sure that they're there for the whole time of spring training. But, I have to believe in the offseason one of those two are there, maybe even before the season's over. Who knows? But anyways, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the show, being a part of the nation, wherever you are out there in the world. It's so greatly appreciated. We love the fact that you send in curtain call questions to us, and you know where you can do that, at Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Spread that message. Again, servicemen and women, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do every day so that Nolan, myself, the rest of the Dirtbags can do what we love to do, and that's baseball. Again, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, whatever facet. If you are playing this week, Nolan and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. If you're getting ready for the playoffs down the stretch, and
Nolan's team just started their playoff stretch. So hopefully that goes well for them well into September and isn't done by the end of August. But again, dirtbags, that's what it's all about. Be a dirtbag on the field, off the field. And on that note, it is that time, unfortunately. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.